Alrighty, it is the top of the 8 o'clock hour, and we're switching things up just a little bit. I am not alone in studio. It's been a while since I did one of these, you know, mini views. You never know who's going to be in studio or on the phone line. And I have someone in studio with me. I'd like to consider you a multi-potentialite like me. Say good morning to Wendy.
Good morning.
How you doing, Wendy?
I'm good, babe. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm here. But we push. We keep it going. Not true?
How you mean?
So, for those listeners who may not be too familiar with who Wendy is, give us a little breakdown.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well. My name is Wendy Miller. I'm a young Caymanian, just, you know, just doing what it is, pushing for the stars, just trying to, like, stay focused. Mm-hmm. And for those who know me, I love anything to do with film, anything to do with the arts.
Let's just say that.
Arts. Yes. So that's music, dance, acting, drama, anything we do with film, television, even playing instruments. I've done all of it.
When did you discover your love for the arts? When did you first feel like, you know what, I could do this, I enjoy this, I'm passionate about this, and I could make a living out of this?
Well, that's a mouthful. Well, I mean, definitely from when you're small. Like, mm-hmm. when you stand up in front of them. I mean, I'm quite old, but I hate it.
Hush, child, you're young.
I used to stand up in front of the mirror with my brush and singing the songs. Mm-hmm. My first thing was, I want to be a singer.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, when you're like 4 or 5, 3 maybe. Like, hey. And I singing all the songs, belting it and whatever. And then when it came to like the arts, I would always watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and stuff like that. Not Clubhouse, Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah, same thing.
Same
with
one.
Britney Spears and a whole bunch of them.
All
back in
the 90s, babies.
Yes.
If you know, you know.
I can see myself on TV. Like, I grew up literally. My mother stretched herself.
Oh, my.
Like, with all the arts. Because me and my brother, Todd, for those who know.
Big up, Todd.
Big up yourself, brother. We used to do talent shows and, like, things like that. So, like, we were very active. I was involved a lot with the Harquell and, like, anything I could do, the arts in school.
Yes.
That's one thing I used to love. And I want to thank and big up all my teachers.
Yes.
From Georgetown Primary, from Red Bay Primary when I was there.
Yes.
Miss Hardware, Miss Wilson, like the whole bunch of them, let's go. Like they see a gift in you.
And they push you to follow that and to hone that.
I lived in the National Children Festival of the Arts. Every year I did something.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, so that was just a big thing for me.
So let's fast forward to present day. What is Miss Wendy doing? I know where I can catch you. I know what you be doing. But for the listeners who don't know, fill them in, the man.
All right. Well, currently, I have been going back and forth to the States, flying, trying to do film, been training. I've been acting. So whenever I'm not in front of the camera, I'm behind the camera.
And what is that experience like, especially as far as filming goes? I know there's a little, sometimes you can't say much about it, but give us a little taste.
Boy. I mean, in regards to like production, I mean, you can't give too much information, but like in regards to behind the camera, that's where the power is. Let's just say that.
Wow.
And in that regard, like you get to see it from a very wide, you get to hear from the positions I've held.
Yeah.
Because not everybody can be able to get information or like get their hands on into certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So like when, like I'll be like a second or fourth assistant director. We call it second or fourth AD.
Yeah.
Or I've production managed, I've coordinated, like I've got a little taste of like, and people trust me a little bit. So I just want to say thanks to those out there, especially there. Don't pick up yourself. There's been so many opportunities on island that has or people will reach out to me and say, hey, like, Wendy, we want you on our team, and I jump on it because that's where my heart is.
I love that. You should always follow your heart. How is it culturally different dealing with production and filming in the U.S. versus what we do here in Cayman? I know we have a little teeny weeny tiny bit of the production thing here, but what's it like when you go over to the U.S. and you see the things that they do there?
Well, let's just say it's a whole different ball game. I can tell you that. Like, I had to, when I got over there, I started off with acting over there. Mm-hmm. So when you do things here, it's that certain level, right?
Yeah.
But when you over there, it's a snap on it. I had to learn real
fast,
quick.
Jeez.
I had to get on my toes because they'd be like, they would let you go
fast.
In a second.
Yes.
So you had to know what you're doing, where you're going. Like, I had to learn really quick. Don't get me wrong. Like, they will work with you. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's a whole different thing because they are on a whole different mindset and whole different level.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I had to, like, catch up.
And would you say that it has helped you in your career?
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. 1,000%. I mean, I still have a lot. When it comes to the industry,
mm-hmm.
you never stop learning. Never stop. Like, yeah. you constantly, there's something new. It's always some sort of elevation, some sort of change or something like that. So you will have to,
Be
on your
learning.
Toes at all times.
That's interesting. I am proud of you, let me just say. And proud of all the other young Caymanians and Caymanians in general who are in the film industry. It's not a big one here, nor is it an easy one, as you've heard. What is, like, let's say, a full day in production like for you from start to finish? What does that entail, Jan?
Well, first thing is 12 to 14 hours a day.
She said, no, 9 to 5 round. Yeah.
No, ma'am. No, man. Definitely. Because the thing is, even though when we're on, production never stops, to be honest. It depends on the position that you have. It never stops. So even when we're doing 12 to 14, we literally sometimes, some people, depending on their position, they're still going.
Jeez.
Literally, it's limited sleep. But the thing is, the beautiful thing is, you see, if you do what you love, you never
work a day in your life. Talk about
it. Energy that you love. I mean, as much as you're tired and you're exhausted, that drive,
and
that
the passion.
You have inside, that you see that? That keep you trodden, boy. That
I
keep
love
you
that. So let's continue on with drives and passion, because you have now ventured on to do something on your own. You're having your own event.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is the ex BMA Mother Play Mother's Day Edition. And it stars the one and only Delcita.
Yes,
she still go by Delcita Coldwater.
Yes, ma'am. She sure does.
So talk to us about this event, this play that's coming up.
Ooh, okay. Well, definitely. I just want to make notes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a play that we're having. That's what everybody's seeing at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I really want to highlight that it's a two event.
Thing. Okay, so it's more than a play.
Yes.
Well, give us the tea, child. Give us the tea.
For those who know who I am a person that like to give back. This is home. This is my home. You
of
understand?
Course.
I'm a born, bred Caymanian. My daddy is Jamaican and all that. But the arts is what I love. So anything I'm going to do with that, anything I'm going to push out there is going to be about the
arts. With the arts,
right?
Yes.
So what I did was I contacted Miss Andrea, right? Is her correct name. But we all know her as Delcita. I contacted her. She's a drama teacher by profession.
Fun fact, for those of you who did not know, y'all thought she was out here painting her teeth for fun. The woman got her degree. She's a teacher.
And a guidance counselor. She has a whole heap underneath her belt, miss.
Who would have thought?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I learned that on this venture. So, like, I've contacted her and I asked her, I say, hey, Miss Andrea, I have a lot of youths. The Caymans got so much talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to create, like, opportunities for, like, the youths that are things that I didn't get when I was in school.
Naturally.
So, like, hey, would you be willing to do a free performing arts workshop with the youths of Caymans? So I've been working with education department. Thank you so much for working it out, Mr. Ray.
He's
He's making the connections of trying to get each government school would be represented. So there'll be like 5 to 7 students from the primary schools that will be coming to the UCCI hall, and then the high schools would then be coming after, because of course there's the age difference.
Yes.
And she'll be doing it on the Friday, June 16th, which is this coming Friday.
Okay, yes. Alrighty.
So
is it a case where other students can be a part of it? Can they?
Well,
is it
that's why it's not. That's why it wasn't really publicized, because I knew I didn't want it to be too overwhelming for Miss Andrea. So I was very selective. I mean, for those who don't make it, listen, I want to make this an annual event so we can have different people.
So don't worry, feel left man. Out. Don't worry. We're going to come back around with it.
Yes.
Alrighty. So I'm excited about this play. Delcita is amazing. If you know, you know. She she's something else. But this one is taking place on the 18th of June. That's Sunday. Next week, Sunday. It's the Father's Day edition right out there at the Lion Center Crewe Road. Now, if you need tickets for this, child, the general pre-sold ones are $30. $40 at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get them beforehand, child, your ticket outlets are Winner's Circle, Welly's Cool Spot, Event Pro, and the Eastern Avenue Gas Station.
Yes, ma'am.
And we here at Island FM, we want to do something nice for Miss Wendy and for our listeners, and we want to give away a pair of tickets to this play right now. But I'm gonna make it easy. I normally like to stress them out with giveaways in a way. I'm not gonna lie. I make them sing and say all type of thing. But I'm gonna make it really easy for you. If you wanna be the winner of a pair of tickets to this play, all you gotta do is send a WhatsApp to the WhatsApp line 1-345-939-9898. Mm-hmm. How easy should I make this?
You can choose that one day.
You know what? Just message me and tell me which part the event keeping. What's the location?
So easy.
They don't got no excuse, Wendy. 1-345-939-9898. Message our WhatsApp line and let me know the venue where this event will be held. And you got yourself a pair of tickets to attend this play.
Yeah, man. It's a Father's Day event. You know, I just want to make
sure. Whoa, we have a message. Lion Center. Winner, winner. Congratulations. I'm going to message you in a second to let you know you can collect your tickets. You see, Wendy, I tell you, that's what it's all about. No worries. We're actually going to do another giveaway next week as well. We have another set of tickets we want to do next week. So don't worry yourself. You still got a chance to win. Wendy, thank you so much for passing through. So proud of you and everything you've accomplished as a young Caymanian, as a Caymanian woman, especially in the film and the performing arts industry. You and I both know it's not easy, but somebody got to do it, eh?
Yes, Mom.
And I can't make you leave here without reminding you to never forget to big up yourself.